I think both sides, we are not ready to go to the extent of ceasefire yet, because for Thailand, we have to protect our sovereignty and national integrity. And up to now, the Cambodian side has not stopped the armed aggression. So unless and until there's a halt in aggression by the Cambodian side, I think it's premature to talk about any ceasefire.
But just to reiterate on that, Thailand, at least from the Thai side, there is a willingness to commit to a ceasefire and to find a diplomatic solution to this conflict.
That is correct. We reaffirm our full commitment to peaceful resolution through dialogue, through bilateral mechanism, through bilateral talks between Thailand and Cambodia.
At what point can we consider talks for a ceasefire?
Well, I think as a precondition for a ceasefire, the Cambodian who has started with the aggression has to stop first. That is, as I said, almost a precondition. So unless and until Cambodia stop aggressing aggression act upon Thailand's sovereignty, I don't think there will be any talk on ceasefire. Some countries did mention if Thailand would like them to act as mediator, and we think it was premature because we haven't exhausted all bilateral mechanism yet.
Is it also a preference of Thailand to do things bilaterally, and meaning that there's no third-party mediation? Is it a general principle of the Thai attitude towards that, to do things bilaterally? Because, you know, as we remember, for example, Cambodia is or has already lodged a petition with the International Court of Justice about these things, which your government has come out to say that this is not the preferred way to do this, that you want to do things bilaterally. Why is that?
Well, because the ICJ aside, right? Why bilaterally? Because we have so many bilateral mechanisms in place, and none of it has been used yet. So, you know, common sense would dictate that, you know, we first explore the several venues or avenues that we could use bilaterally to discuss things and set our differences. however, we see that, you know, Cambodia jumping to the ICJ is skipping a lot of mechanism that you know we could first start talking. We don't the day that Cambodia submitted its request, its application to the ICJ, it was a surprise to us. We had never known their intentions. It has never been raised with Thailand, not even once.
Is another reason why you prefer things to do bilaterally also because you're trying to avoid an internationalization of your conflicts, not only this conflict specifically, but also any conflicts, because of the fear that it might not go into your favor?
We do not want to internationalize it. That's correct. And that's particularly what we said. And that's our position at ASEAN, at the AMM, because we think it's not an ASEAN issue. It's a bilateral issue. Are we concerned that this will not go our way? Not really, because we think we have a very clear ground on which we can defend our position and make it very clear that our stance would be fair to all sides.